Welcome to another episode. Anyways, we are going to be talking about how to prepare for interviews. So I've probably mentioned this in past podcasts, but it is September 20th, 2020. And so we are very much in the recruiting season or hiring season, as I sometimes call it. And if you're a computer science major, then you know all about this, honey, because this is the time to find that internship or that full-time job for 2021. If you usually, you know, if you're graduating like next year, summer, or you graduated this August, or you graduated this December, then, you know, you find a job for next month. Even if you're not graduating, you know, you look for internships around this time. And usually the recruiting season is like from, I think, like, I want to say the very end of like July to like January, even February, because I've heard of people finding jobs around that time. And so, yeah, that is the recruiting season. And it's very, very rigorous for computer science, you know. I'm going to be speaking about software engineering a lot because that is the only, you know, avenue where I have experience. And I don't want to speak on like data science or like PM because I don't have any experience there. And, you know, so I don't think I'm fit to give advice in those areas. Even with software engineering, we're skating on thin ice here. This is solely my experience and solely my opinions. They're not the gospel. It's just my experience, and if it helps you, I will be happy to hear about that because, yeah. But anyways, so like I said before, it's a really, really like crazy time. I myself just ended my recruiting season because I just landed my dream job. And so I just don't feel like I need to go through the process with, you know, interviewing and applying and doing coding assessments anymore, because yeah, why go through this stress if you already found what you wanted? But anyways, I am going to be going through some things that I use to help me, because I really didn't know a lot about, I didn't know to use these things in the past. And like I said before, I got very lucky with my first internship. You know, I only applied to that one internship and I got it. I didn't even know to apply for things during a certain recruiting season. I didn't even think of recruiting season, honey. I mean, so, but yeah, so, but for finding a job, you know, a full-time job, I really did utilize the recruiting season. So that's what we're going to be talking about today. Anyway, so there's some stuff that I think, you know, will help you with preparing for your interviews. And this is specifically about preparing for your interviews. The first one on my list is a whiteboard. That sounds crazy, but I will explain myself. So like there's this whiteboard trend where like companies will have you write code on the whiteboard or even on a sheet of paper when you go interview to do your technical interview, you know. And so I think a whiteboard is important not only for that reason, but it's like the obvious. It's like, okay, companies use it, so you want to make sure that you're, you know, using it when you're preparing for interviews, because you want to make sure that you know what you're doing when they ask you to go stand in front of the whiteboard, you know. Luckily, you know, we're in this time where Corona has kind of like shut everybody down, so there's no face-to-face interviews. And I say luckily because for me it's a lucky thing, because I will probably freeze even if I know what I'm doing, and but I'm asked to stand in front of a whiteboard and just go over it. I personally would just freeze. So I say, you know, it's a blessing, but it might not be for you if you are a fan of whiteboard, you know, whiteboarding or whatever you want to call it. But so I don't think you, if you're interviewing around this time, you'll be needing a whiteboard, because, or you'll be using it you will be needing it. I think still think it's useful, but I don't think you'll be using it for your interviews, what I'm trying to say. Or you'll use, like, I've seen some platforms that, like, the HackerRank platform has a whiteboard. I've done those, like, virtual interviews where they have you write code and there's, like, a whiteboard there as well for you to write stuff out. And, I mean, I think you can still use that, but I don't think that, I don't know. But, yeah, but that's not a whiteboard, a real whiteboard. But another reason why I say get a whiteboard, me personally, I am a big fan of math. And even aside that, I just love writing things out. I feel like I learn better when I'm writing things down and I can see them, I can erase, I can change things. It just helps me to learn better. You know, so I just feel like the whiteboard was very, very helpful for me. I used to use it right before I write my code. When I read the question, my first instinct is to go to my whiteboard and write things out. Because it just helps me to visualize the problem. And this is not something that somebody taught me. This is just something that I used to do because it used to work for me. You know, I don't know what they will want you to do at an interview, you know, on a whiteboard. I don't know how that is like because I've never done it, but I just know that companies use it. And so I said, you know, it's useful to get a whiteboard since companies use it. And perhaps you can even search on YouTube to see how it's used in these interviews. But, you know, I'm just going to go over the fact. I'm going to, you know, just really, really push across the fact that it helps with my thought process and also helps me to visualize the problem and visualize my solution and really just helps me think about the problem and like all the possible solutions there are. This helps. When it's time to write my code, I can look at the board and really like talk to myself about what I was thinking when I was writing what I wrote down, you know, and it's just super helpful. I just feel like the whiteboard is very, very useful. And so I think for that reason that you should find one. I am about to go into a whole lot of resources and just a whole lot of stuff. And before I go through them, I just want to say that this is not something that you have to do. These are just what worked for me. These are the resources that I have utilized and I have greatly benefited from. But there's so many resources out there that you can use that will be so helpful to you. And, you know, so I just want to put that out there. And also, I am a big fan of videos. I don't like reading, and that's just a personal preference. I'd rather watch videos than read. And so a lot of these resources that I'll be going, I'll be talking about are videos. And a lot of them will be on Udemy. And, you know, I've mentioned Udemy before. I am not sponsored by them. I wish. Udemy, if you want to sponsor me, holla at your girl. Because we use some coins, honey. But no, I am not sponsored. I just love the platform. I use it a lot. I've been using it for years. And I just think it's just super helpful. So why not share it, you know? But anyways, so I, like I mentioned before, I find Udemy very, very helpful. And I also find YouTube very, very helpful. I have been using Udemy for a very long time. But I used it even more when I did my first ever internship and I had to learn Java to complete my internship project. I used Udemy to learn Java and I've been using it like a lot more ever since. You know, I used Udemy to learn data structures and algorithms and we'll get there. We'll get through that. We'll go through all of that good stuff, honey. But let's just start with the basics. So I just think you need to revise the basics when you're starting. Now, I started preparing for interviews back in June. I had summer classes, but I started in June. I stopped coding. I did not code from August 2019 to June 2020 because I was going through some personal stuff. You know, I just had bad anxiety and depression. And I also didn't go to school from January to June. I did summer school, but I did not do the spring semester. And it, you know, something I'll talk about later, but this is not what this is for. That's not, you know, what this is for. So we're just not going to get into the deets. We'll come back to that later. But so I wasn't coding for like almost a year, right? Almost, not a year, just a few months to a year. And so I did need to revise the basics. You might not need to revise the basics if you're good, you know, and that is a personal assessment that you have to do, like, hey, am I okay with the basics? And if you are, then you don't need to revise it, obviously. But for me, I needed to because I hadn't done any form of coding or even looked at anything that had to do with coding. I just needed to do that for my own sake. And I didn't do that, you know, for almost a year. So I needed to refresh my mind. These are some of the resources that I use. I, of course, use Udemy. Like I said before, I used Udemy to learn my Java course. Oh, to learn Java for my internship. So when it was time to revise, I went back to Udemy to look at the same course that I had done. And this was challenging. Very, very challenging because it's tricky. You kind of feel like you don't need to watch the videos because you've watched, like, you kind of know what is happening. It's just hard. It's just hard. You have to tell yourself that you don't know. Like, you have to pretend like the information is fresh and you're just now seeing it so you can revise it perfectly. But that's just, you know. But anyways, it's good to get a good foundation before you get into algorithms and data structures. If you don't have a good foundation, you will struggle. This is just, you know, simple math. If you don't know how to solve 1 + 1, you won't know how to solve x + 4 = 2, find x. You just won't know, right? Because you don't even know how to add 1 + 1 together, right? So it's just simple math. You need to know the basics. If you don't have a good foundation, your house is just going to collapse, right? So you need to know the basics. You need to revise. If you don't know it, it's okay. I started learning back in June. You can start whenever you want. I just felt like I was going back to school in June. And so, yeah, why not just start interview prep in June as well? So that's what I did, you know, and it worked for me. Doesn't have to be the same for you. But did I feel like I got, you know, enough time to prepare? Maybe next time I would have, like, if I were to do this again, I would have done it back in like May instead of June, but it wasn't enough time. I didn't feel fully prepared, but it worked. It helped me. You know, I kind of had to get in towards the end there. I kind of had to like do extra because I felt like I didn't have enough time to adequately prepare. But anyways, so do revise the basics. You want to go over things like encapsulation, polymorphism, what is the difference between this and super? What is a constructor? You know, all of those things you want to go over because it's super important. Some of these questions are asked. I call them like the theoretical part of computer science. You want to go through them because they're asked at interviews, and it's super important that you know what these things are and you know, you kind of can give an example of them. You know, you don't want to be clueless when they ask about these things. You know how to like reverse, you know, a binary search tree, but you don't know what encapsulation is. That would not be good. We don't want that because we want you to get that offer, right? So you want to make sure that you're covering all bases. You're doing what you're supposed to do. Cover the bases, right? Again, you need this strong foundation if you're really going to get good and great at algorithms and data structures. And yes, you can get great at algorithms and data structures and still not know. I don't think you can know. You can be great at reversing binary search trees and not know what encapsulation is. I doubt, but it's possible. But anyway, so I have some resources that I use to prepare for the basics. And so for Java, I'm a big fan of Tim Bachaka. And Tim, if you're listening and you got some sponsorship to give, holla at your girl. Because, you know, I've taken a few courses from you. And so, you know, I'll be happy to, you know, get some coins back. But anyways, no, I'm just kidding. But I really, really love Tim Bachaka courses. And I took his Java programming masterclass. That is the one that I took at my internship, and that is the one that I used to revise. I paid for this, and I paid, I think, around like $11 for them. Again, Udemy has like a year round coupon sale thing going on. You know, like, they just have so many sales, man. They always have sales going on, and you can just get these courses for $10. Like, if you haven't seen a sale in a month, just wait another week or two. There will be a sale. They have a sale for everything. Like, a sale for everything. Every single thing. There's always a sale going on. And that's why I love them so much, because these courses are expensive when they're not on sale. But then they have this sale, and all of a sudden, the $100 course is $10. That's amazing. And these are great, great courses. I'm glad I got that Java Programming Masterclass course with Tim Bachaka. It's super helpful. Like I'm saying, I used it for my internship. That is how I learned Java. And I also used it to revise. And I mean, come on. Like, I did get my money's worth, and I paid like $11. I got way more than my money's worth, okay? But anyways, another great resource is Java Tutorial for Complete Beginners, and this is on Udemy as well, and this is with Cave of Programming. I use this in conjunction with the Java Programming Masterclass. There were some just few ideas that I just felt like was explained better in Cave of Programming, and there were like some ideas that I also felt like was explained better with Tim Bachaka, you know. So I use several resources, but these are like my two favorite when it comes to revision. For C++, I will recommend C++ Tutorial for Complete Beginners. This is on Udemy as well, and I've looked at this course before. I've done like 60% of it, and I can say that is great. And I think this is with Cave of Programming, I'm not really sure, but do check it out. I've also completed the Learn Python Programming Masterclass as well, and I just think it's phenomenal, and I think that you should check it out as well, you know. And there's also Python for Absolute Beginners. It's an amazing course. I've done portions of it, and I think it's amazing. So these are the courses that I think are great for revision. Okay, so now that we've revised our knowledge, let's go through some data structures and algorithms courses. Now, I love videos, okay? So I don't have any books listed. I have one book, and that's Cracking the Coding Interview. But I almost feel like I'm not supposed to put this on here, but I put it on here for a reason, because some of the resources that I have listed videos are the HackerRank algorithms and HackerRank data structures. And these are, you know, these videos are made by Gail. I don't want to say her last name because I don't want to say it wrong. I just feel like that wouldn't be nice. So I'm just going to go with her first name. That's Gail. She wrote the Cracking the Coding Interview, and she is the same person who did these tutorials in the HackerRank YouTube page. So that's why I listed Cracking the Coding Interview, because those concepts, you know, in the videos were the same concepts in the book, you know, just a video version of it. So, but anyways, so my favorite resources for algorithms and data structures are, well, Data Structures and Algorithms Deep Dive Using Java. It is a video course on Udemy, and is by, you know, Tim Bachaka's group or organization. He's not the one that's teaching this course, but I like the course. I felt like it gave a deep dive, like they said they would give, you know. And I just felt like it went over the topics that were very, very essential. You know, the topics that I feel like are asked a lot at interviews. I just feel like the course is great. Some of the content in there I didn't feel helped me, but then that's where the HackerRank algorithms YouTube playlist and the HackerRank data structures YouTube playlist come in, because they help fill those empty spaces that I felt like the data structures and algorithms deep dive using Java course left. That's a mouthful. Okay, but anyways, another great resource is that I stand by. I'm not affiliated with this YouTube account. I don't know who it is that owns this YouTube page, but it's called Blue Tree Code on YouTube, and I love it. This person, whoever they are, if they're an organization, I don't know who they are, or, you know, whatever, but they really have amazing content. They don't have a lot of content. I think maybe they're new to YouTube and doing like coding tutorials, but I just can't stress how useful they are when it comes to linked lists, and especially when it comes to binary search trees. Like, they are just amazing. They are amazing. And I'm saying they because I don't know if it's one person or the organization. I don't know. But I just think Blue Tree Code is amazing. I also think Gail, the Cracking the Coding interview book is great. I did read portions of it. And I think it's great. I'm just not a reader, so I didn't really get deep into it because I just don't do great with books. That's just a personal thing. I prefer videos over books. And that's why, you know, I also think that the HackerRank algorithms playlist and the HackerRank data structures playlist, both on YouTube, I think they're absolutely great. They're taught by, they go through some concepts, you know, and the concepts are taught by the same person who wrote the Cracking the Coding interview book. And these resources, man, all of them, I stand behind all, they are absolutely phenomenal. I learned so much using these resources, but my main resource was the Data Structures and Algorithms Deep Dive Using Java Course on Udemy. That was my main resources, and then I was filling in the blank spaces with everything else. So yes, here is the end of my how to prepare for the interviews. Actually, this is part one. We'll be going to part two, where we talk about some practice material and some practice websites that I think are super helpful. I don't want to make it super long, so I want us to end here, but I really hope that these resources help you. I found these very, very helpful. I don't think that you can use just one resource to really prepare. Like, you cannot use the Cracking the Coding interview book to prepare for your interview if you need revision for the basics, because it doesn't go over the basics. So you see, you will need something else to look over, you know, if you need revision. You could use it if you just need help on algorithms and data structures. It would be great. But for me, I feel like I always need more than one resource. I've never been lucky enough to like find that one resource that's like it does everything for me. I always need multiple resources to fill in gaps that my first resource is leaving behind. You know, I can have a main resource, you know, which is for me, it's the course that I keep mentioning, the Deep Dive Using Java course on Udemy. But that was leaving blank spaces, you know, that needed to be filled. And I was using all kinds of resources to fill them. So yes, this is the end. I hope that you check these resources out. They helped me. I'm really hoping that they help you as well. But we will go over even more resources that I have personally tried in the next episode.